This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abayim. We are continuing in our executive summary on Pesukei Dezimra. I thought that we would be able to finish it in this segment before the new year. I think we're going to need one more, and that will be okay. I want to mention that the Shiurim on Tefillah were sponsored the entire year by my dear friend in Los Angeles, Rabbi Tzal Rose Le'ilui Nishmas, his brother Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak. Rabbi Tzal's brother's yard site is today. Today is the yard site on our final share of the year. And I want to express my Hakaras HaTov to Rabbi Tzal for sponsoring all the Shiurim. And Bezus Hashem, he's going to be sponsoring the Shiurim for next year as well. And on this occasion, the Neshama Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak should be a Meos Yosher for his brother, who has tremendous zikaron and care for the neshama of his brother, to dedicate so much Torah, va'ad haskaras neshmasai. And I know the children of Reb Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, so he should be a meil tzyosher for his brother and for his children and for all of his mishpacha, for simchas nachas v'suras tovus gezint ad v'yaskal tzedek. Okay, so today, I want to focus on the five Halalukas, and then Bez Hashem in the next one, I hope to finish it up. The Reb Schwab's great chiddush, and every time I think about it, I'm shocked that this is not from the Rishonim, because it's just such a major discovery that there are five parts of Psuk Dezimra, Negadelcha, braiding. By the way, just as an aside, it's this idea of braiding is so important, because you know, if you study Slichais, Lecha Hashem Atztaka, Shoimea Tefila Adecha Kol Basar Yavoyu, Yavoyu Kol Basar V'yishtachel Vanecha. We quote many, many psukim with coming and bowing, coming and bowing. Did you notice that? The whole Slichais is using the methodology of Negadelcha, braiding. Coming and bowing, coming and bowing. And then, who is like Hashem? Who is like Hashem? Who is like Hashem? Then psukim of Hashem's gedula, 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 asher, asher, asher. You'll see that the methodology of braiding is at its best in that segment of slichais. So, fine. Then, nishabechecha is ashrei, where even we have difficulties in life, we have challenges in life, we say, no, hashetoiv Hashem lakol, we're mishabeach that lot. And then, moir v'raboisai, we're up to Nifa'ercha. Nifa'ercha, of course, is the final five chapters of Tehillim, like Rabbi Yossi says in Masechta Shabbos. Yechelki migoymrei halel b'chol yom. May my share be among those who complete the halel every day. Now, the Rambam says that's referring to all five chapters of Tehillim, all five halalukas. Rashi says it's referring to the third Halleluka and the fifth Halleluka, which means if somebody has limited time, they should just say Baruch Sha'amar, Ashrei, the third Halleluka and the fifth. Now, if David HaMelech ends Tehillim this way, that means these five chapters are the Pe'er, the crowning glory of Tehillim, as well as the crowning glory of world history. And Reb Schwab, amazingly interprets that these five chapters correspond to the five epic segments of world history. The first Halleluka is referring to our times in the times preceding the coming of Mashiach. The second Halleluka refers to the coming of Mashiach. The third Halleluka is when Mashiach has already arrived. The fourth Halleluka refers to the world of Techiyas HaMesim, the resurrection of the dead. And the fifth Halleluka is the world of the Neshamais. Let us explain. Okay, that will be today's shir, our review. Halleluka, Halleli, Nafshi, Es Hashem. Says Reb Schwab, while Ashrei ended, Tilas Hashem Yidaber Pi, Vivarech Kol Basar, flesh and blood, Now we're elevated. We say, Halali nafshi es Hashem. Let my soul praise Hashem. My nefesh. But nafshi also means something deeper. Im yesh es nafshechem. I praise God with my desire. I don't praise God because my society expects me to. I don't praise God because it's my tradition. I praise God because that's my free choice. We're expressing that is my free will to want to praise the Creator. Ahalila. Why Lashon Nekeva, says Rav Avigdor Miller. The hey is not Lashon Nekeva, it's I'm urging myself. Ahalila Hashem b'chayay. I praise Hashem with my life. Azamra le'loi kai ve'oidi. I sing to God with my existence. Now, what is this chapter referring to? The period before the coming of Mashiach, throughout our long and difficult history. There have been many people who made promises of world rectification. There have been many false messiahs. Koiresh, Christianity, Islam, communism, Shabtai Tzvi, and more than a dozen other false messiahs throughout history. Al tivtechu v'nedivim, Klal Yisrael, do not trust in any of those who make these promises. Don't trust ever in a man. Whenever you have a movement, oh, this person, this rabbi is Mashiach, it's always false. Don't ever trust b'ven adam. She'ein lo yeshua. He can't help you. She'ein lo yeshua. He can't help himself. He will return to his land. Reb Schwab brings an idea from his rabbeim that the only land that is can ever be called his, that we're in possession of, are the four cubits that a person is buried in. Ashrei Shekel Yaakov Ve'ezroi. Fortunate is one that the God of Jacob is at his assistance. Fortunate is one, he does not put his trust in any man, in any rabbi, in any figure, to bring world peace and salvation, but only trust in Hashem. Like we find by the ultimate salvation of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Vayaminu b'Hashem, they trusted in God, and Uv Moshe Avdai, they understood Moshe was only the Eved, but Moshe was not the Savior. Like we say, Efes Biltecha Goyalenu, there's no one but you, Limois HaMashiach. Mashiach is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, redeeming the Jewish people. Efes Biltecha is Limois HaMashiach. So when will it come? Well, first, we talk about the new world order. Well, you know what will happen when Mashiach comes? God will make justice to the oppressed. He'll give food to the starving. He will open up the eyes of the blind. That means those who, they could be scientists, physicists, chemists, but they don't see the truth of the of reality, of creation. God will open up their eyes. You know when that will happen? Yimloi Hashem, God will reign. Will reign. It didn't happen yet. Hallelujah. That's the first hallelujah. Praising Hashem. The era before the coming of Mashiach. We move on to the second hallelujah. Second hallelujah discusses the era of the coming of Mashiach. We always praised Hashem, but now, Ki toiv zamra Elokeinu. Now this is a general rule. It is sweet to sing to Hashem. It is pleasant. It is intrinsically pleasant, and it sweetens our life. But now that Mashiach is coming, we say Na'im, it's pleasant, Nave, it is proper, it is so fitting. We always did it, but now that Hashem is bringing salvation, it is so fitting. Boinei Yerushalayim Hashem, God is building Jerusalem. Think about it, David HaMelech said these words, says Rav Miller. He was responsible for building up the city, but he never took credit. He always said, God built up Yerushalayim. God is gathering the outcasts of Israel every decade. This is happening in our times. Another country empties out, and tens of thousands of Jews leave, whether it was Morocco, Yemen, Iran, Iraq, Russia, France, all of these countries. God is ingathering the exile. And as Mashiach is coming, all the despondent, depressed, demoralized Jews, God heals their heart. He binds their wounds. And Reb Schwab interprets, even though there are inestimable numbers of stars, God counts them like they would be few. Moinem Mispar. A Mispar is something of very small quantity, because for God, the billions of stars that we cannot count are nothing to Hashem. However, every Jew who suffered in the exile, God is cognizant of, aware of, feels their pain, and will heal their pain. As the Mashiach is coming, there'll be a new world order. God doesn't need the might of the horse, the strength of the warrior, but rather the fear of God. Praise Jerusalem as Hashem. Sing to your God, Sion, as Hashem is returning to His holy city. He will strengthen the bars of the gates of Jerusalem, but not with weaponry, not with material, but Beirach Banayich Bekirbech. The city of Jerusalem will be strong because of the young men who are Torah scholars in it. The borders will be peace. And then Reb Schwab has really a remarkable interpretation. Chazal tell us that in the end of days, Torah Me'iti Teitze, a new Torah will come. What does that mean, a new Torah? Chas v'shalom, Torah zu loy tehe mechlefes, loy tehe Torah acheres me'es habar yisbarach. It means as follows. It will seem like a new Torah. Hashem will give us intuition and understanding that will understand it in a much deeper way. Here's the analogy. God gives snow like wool. The pieces of snow are like ashes. They're like frost. And they come down in very, very small flakes. If they would fall like big snowballs, then it would create, it would destroy the whole world. So Hashem lets them fall like little fluttering specks of dust. And then Hashem melts it and it turns to water. This is an analogy to the end of days. How is this an analogy to the end of days? We know that sometimes a child will learn Masechta Baba Kama, Bava Metzia, and it seems like very simple ideas. There's an ox that gores another ox. But the truth is that these are great understandings of the wisdom of the Creator that emanate from His throne of glory. And by the throne of glory, these ideas are like mighty glaciers of ice, but we would never understand them in the form, in the modality that they're in the heaven. So Hashem sprinkles them down into little specks of knowledge that we could understand. But you have to understand the dinim as we have it, in a way, it's no pun intended, it's watered down for our understanding. But by the Kisei HaKavod, these are massive mountains of ice. And the Mois HaMashiach, we will understand how the Torah that we understand on a very simplistic level, how it actually emanated from these massive glaciers of ice by the Kisei HaKavod. And this is what Hashem will teach us in the Yomais HaMashiach. But he will not do this for the nations of the world. They have mishpatim, but their mishpatim are just conventions of society, of people getting along, but they don't have any divine wisdom like the Jewish people. So this is all part of the second Hallelujah. The second Hallelujah, of course, is the time of the coming of Mashiach. We now come to the third Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hashem and Hashamayim. And this is the song of Mashiach's arrival. And this is very important. David HaMelech stands like a conductor. And he has a great symphony. And the symphony is creation. And now that Mashiach has come, the whole world is elevated to a new status and takes on a higher form. And David HaMelech, like the conductor, he points to the sun and he says, heavens, praise Hashem! Praise Hashem in the highest heights! He points to the angels! Angels! Praise Hashem! The angels say, you're ordering me? Say what? And we say, yeah, that's right. I'm the center of the universe, not you. Rav Isaac Sher says, this is why, according to Rashi, the third Hallelujah is the most important part of Psukei Dezimra, because it indicates the greatness of man, that man is the center of the universe and everyone is subject to the Ratzon of man. And David HaMelech points to the sun and the moon and the stars and the highest heavens and the waters upon the heaven. And he says, Yahallelu Hashem Hashem, praise the name of God, because He commanded and they were created and He set them forever and ever. And then King David turns to the earth. Reb Nachman of Breslov says, we should say this mizmor with simcha atzuma, realizing that all of creation is utterly dependent on us. Praise Hashem from the earth, the great sea monsters, the depths, the fire, the hail, the snow, the vapor, the wind, the mountains, the hills, the fruit trees. We suggested that's why it says Eitz Pri, because in the future the trees will taste like the fruit itself. And all the cedars, the animals, and all the nations, all the judges, the young men and the girls, the old men with the young men. That's why it doesn't say the young men with the young girls. No, they have to be separate. They will all praise the name of Hashem. This is the centerpiece of Psukei Dezimra, because it recognizes the centrality and the importance and the pedestal of man. Man is the centerpiece of the universe. That's the third Hallelujah, the arrival of Mashiach. We now move on to the fourth Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Shiru Lashem Shir Chadash. Say to Hashem a new song. I don't understand. This is chapter 149 of Tehillim, and now is a new song? New song should be chapter 1 of Tehillim, not 149. The answer is a very new song. This is a very new song, because all the generations who passed away in the Galus, and they prayed, may our eyes behold your return to Tzion, but they never saw it! They never saw it! What about all the tzaddikim that awaited the Geula? My grandfather said every day in Dachau, he believed be'emunah shleima that Mashiach was coming. What about these holy Yidden? They never saw it. The answer is, don't worry. This is the song of resurrection of Tchias HaMesim. Yeraninu al mishkevoisam. They will sing on their beds. Their bed refers to their where they were buried. Therefore, it's a shir chadash. This is, the Nevi'im only saw Yumayis HaMashiach, but not Tchias HaMesim, not Olam Haba. So this is a new song. Tilosai Bekal Chasidim. Yismach Yisrael Ba'oisav. Even though the Chasidei Umas HaOlam get Tchias HaMesim, but Tchias HaMesim is more Meyuchad to Klal Yisrael. Because kol yisoy yisham chelik l'olam haba. We explained, possibly, that there's a specific tchiyas hameisim in reference to tzion, as the Ritva teaches us in Masechta Tainis, that there will be two tchiyas hameisim, a general tchiyas hameisim, but a specific tchiyas hameisim for those who are mitzaper for the geula. That's why I call Amis Abba Yishalayim. Zoicha v'roya bishuasa, anyone who mourns for Jerusalem will have a special tchiyas hameisim and he will see it. We explained, Yismach Yisrael be'oisav. Klal Yisrael will rejoice in its makers. We quoted the Rashi in the beginning of Bereishis, that Hashem created man with two creations, one for this world and one for Tchiyas HaMeisim. That's why in this context, we refer to Hashem as Oisav. We also said, Yifayar Anovim Bishua, because only the humble will have Tchiyas HaMeisim. And we also spoke at length, at the end of this chapter, that God will take revenge against the enemy. Lasois nekama bagoyim toichechois balumim. Lasois bahem mishpat kasov. We ask God to execute written judgment. Why written judgment? Because the Torah Shebaal Peh is midas harachamim. The Torah Shebaal Peh always refers to God as Rachmana. The Torah Shebaal Peh says, it says 40 malchus, not 39. It says an eye for an eye, no, mamain. But the written law is midas hadin. So we ask Hashem, lasa isbahem mishpat kasav, midat our enemies, written judgment. Yifar anovim bi Yeshua. Yeshua is the ultimate salvation. And now we move on to the final Halleluka, which, by the way, Reb Schwab says the second Halleluka is the song of the Ruach. The third Halleluka is the song of Ruach HaKodesh. So the first Halleluka is the Nefesh, the second is the Ruach. The third is Ruach HaKodesh. The fourth is Tchiyas HaMeisim. The fifth is the Song of the Neshama. Now, if you're a conductor of a symphony and you're concluding your philharmonic production and performance, as you come to the end, you're going to be eliciting all of your performers and all of your musicians. I want everyone in the final moment to play your instrument to end with a resonating sound that will never be forgotten. So now, as David HaMelech is approaching the end of Tehillim and he's reaching the pinnacle of song, the future time, the Olam HaNeshamais, and he's now going to summon every fiber of the Neshama to praise Hashem. Because he's going to end. He's now going to, David HaMelech now summons every type of musical instrument. Halleluhu b'seika shofar, halleluhu b'nevel v'chinar, halleluhu b'soifu machal, halleluhu b'mina v'yugav. Flute, lyre, harp, cymbal, drum. Koil ha'neshama! Every fiber of the soul! We don't know, says Reb Schwab, the effect of each musical instrument. But each instrument elicits another emotion from the soul. The same way the body has different evarim and tafkidim, the neshama has different feelings and parts. Each one is nesoirer by a different instrument. So we say, koil ha-neshama, every aspect of the soul should praise Hashem. Now, let's count the Hallelukas. Hallelujah. Hallelu El Bekotshai, Hallelu Berke Uzai, Hallelu Vegurai Sav, Hallelu Krav Gudlai, Hallelu Besekha Shafar, Hallelu Benevel Chinar, Hallelu Besef Machal, Hallelu Minim Yugav, Hallelu Betzilse Shama, Hallelu Betzilse Surua. Kal Hanashama Tahalaya, Hallelujah, Kal Hanashama Tahalaya, Hallelujah. So you have 13, but if you take out the Halleluka and the word Hallelu, you have 10. Rav Schwab says, why in this Mizmar do you have 10? And in the Kuf Memches, Hallelu Min HaShamayim, Hallelu, we have Halleluhu, 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 Hallelu, yeah, Hallelu, there you have 8. So he says, based on the Gemara in Erechin, the harp of the Beis HaMikdash was 7 strings. Yimayis HaMashiach will be 8 strings. Olam Haba, 10 strings. So Perek Kuf Mem Ches is about Yimayis HaMashiach. Therefore, there are 8 Hallelus. But our Mizmar has 10 Hallelus as it refers to the time of the La'asad Lavai, of Tchias HaMesim, the Yom Shekulei Shabbos, about which David HaMelech says about that day, Alei Osar, on a 10-stringed harp. Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, this concludes the third part of Psukei Dezimra, the Unifa'ercha, the 5 epic periods of human history. And Bezos Hashem, next time we meet, we will try to finish up our review, and then we'll start the Berachas Kriyas Shema. Wishing everybody bracha v'hatzlacha, a good gevensht yar, a gezinte yar, a ksivach sima toiva, all your tefillah should be niskabel, agot yom tif, have a good Shabbos, all the best to everybody, see you again soon. Amen. V'chein l'ma. Shkoyach, a good gevensht yar. Shkoyach to everyone. Thank you, Rabbi Isaac. Shkoyach, a good yar, a gevensht yar.
Shabbat shalom,
Shana Tova. Amen, amen. Chin Lamar. Agut Yar. Kol Tov, everyone. Be well. Bye, Mr. Reifer. Kol Tov. Thank you. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.